And we are back 6 minutes after the hour of 12 o'clock noon Central Time, Thursday, December 16, 2021. The days till Christmas just keep getting closer. Just remember, you order from the Power Mall and go priority mail, accepting for drop ship. If you do that by tomorrow, you'll get your products before Christmas. It's a good way. Reach out and gift somebody. It's a neat thing. All right, we move along now with our second guest of the program today from trendsresearch.com. Gerald Talente joins us to discuss his top trends of 2022. You should know that he's the founder and director of the Trends Research Institute and publisher of the weekly Trends Journal magazine, highly acclaimed author of the best-selling books Trend Tracking and Trends 2000 from Warner Books. Gerald, welcome to the Power Hour, sir.
Oh, thanks for having me on.
Well, and so where are we at here with the – we got the stock market crash, the dot-com bust, the gold bull run, the panic of 08. Everybody's into organic foods. And I remember about gourmet coffee because I used to sell – I had a caboose in Texas that I used to sell badass coffee. And, of course, that was kind of the wrong market to be selling it in because of the Christian right that was there. And they didn't like the word ass in the name in badass coffee. So I said, but ass is in the Bible 155 times. And then we charged $1 for a cup of coffee. Now look where it's gone now.
Yeah.
You got the trends on this stuff, don't you, sir?
Yeah, that was back. I did a talk for the Coffee Association back in, God, it must have been the early 90s. And nobody was doing it back then. And I remember it was in a very expensive hotel in Florida where they had the meeting. And after I gave my talk, I was online outside. You know, they had a buffet. And I had a pair of sunglasses on and a hat, and they didn't recognize me. And one of the guys said, oh, what a bunch of BS that guy talking about gourmet coffees. He doesn't know what he's talking about. And this is the days when, you know, Maxwell House coffee was good to the last drop. And so anyway, I'm a political atheist. I look at things the way they are, not the way that I want them to be. And the way they're coming up in 2022 is not the kind of world that I want to be in the sense that we're losing our freedom in front of us like we've never lost it before, particularly with this you must get vaxxed or you have no freedom. I'm not anti-vax. I'm pro-freedom. Do what you want to do. Don't tell me what to do. I'm not a moron. I know how to read, write. I put out a magazine each week, the Trends Journal. It was this week. It is only facts, and I don't follow orders. That kind of gift. I don't follow. I want to read something. This is from August 6th, CNN. Fully vaccinated people who get COVID-19 infection can transmit the virus. Fully vaccinated people who get COVID-19 breakthrough infection can transmit the virus. U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Dr. Rochelle Walensky said on Thursday. The agency released a study that showed the Delta variant produced similar amounts of virus in vaccinated and unvaccinated people if they got infected. Data that suggests vaccinated people who get breakthrough infections could have a similar tendency to spread the virus as the unvaccinated.
Unbelievable. Well, I mean, the thing is,
again, that's not a so-called conspiracy theory. That's out of CNN. And then you keep looking this is June 23rd. CDC group says there isn't enough data yet to recommend COVID booster shots. Pfizer.
Here we go.
Pfizer course has 23% efficacy versus Omicron. This is from Bloomberg, December 11th. Yet they're pushing boosters. The vaccines don't work. And those who get vaccinated are spreading it. And if you don't believe me, how about looking at what just came out yesterday, Cornell University in New York, over 98% of the students are vaccinated. And they're spreading the virus. They're closing down the school, and other schools are closing down too. And these are, we remember the herd immunity that was supposed to happen between 70 and 75%? But we don't heard about that anymore.
No, you sure don't. Herd immunity. Gotta love that. Gerald, this is just one of the craziest things I've ever heard, because they didn't trust herd immunity, and I'm still looking and waiting for the trends about long COVID, and I'm waiting for the CDC to basically backpedal Rochelle the Witch Walensky every time she gets on the air. I can't believe half the stuff that comes out of her mouth. What say you?
Again, I don't believe anything. Let me tell you something. You know that guy Saddam Hussein? He had weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda. Why would anybody with a brain bigger than a pea believe the crap that comes out of the mouths of government politicians or bureaucrats? And that's what they are. They're bureaucrats. These are people that can't get a job in the real world, that suck into the political system so they can have a job for the rest of their lives, get benefits and everything else, and tell you to do what you should do while they don't know anything.
Well, this sounds like Dr. Anthony Mengele, the Lord God Fauci patron saint of Wuhan. That sounds like something he would say, and he's paid more than any other bureaucrat in D.C.
That's right, almost $500,000 a year.
Oh, that's just what we know about. That doesn't right. include all the kickbacks he's getting from Gilead Sciences, Bill Gates, and everybody else in the scheme of things.
Yep.
So you've been researching a lot of the truth, Gerald. Obviously, this is coming out, and I majored in poli-sci and journalism, and I'm reading past all of this stuff. To me, this is a depopulation effort. What say you to that?
You know, I don't know. As I look at it, it's nothing more than drug dealers making money.
That's a nice way to put it. And they are.
It's
certainly
just like the military-industrial complex, the war crime gang.
But see,
they'll do
Eisenhower
to make money. That's what people don't understand. Crazy people do anything. Do you need? They're drug dealers. You know, Pfizer's merging now with buying out another company. They got all this extra money, and they're one of the drugs that this company sells or Pfizer had to do with ulcerative colitis. There's not one allotropic drug on the market that cures a chronic degenerative disease. All these things do is relieve the symptoms. I know about this because my former wife had severe ulcerative colitis. At 27 years old, they wanted to take out her intestines and her anus and put in a bag. I'm going back to the late 1970s. And we were living in Chicago at the time, and somebody recommended we go see the guy at Northwestern University. An arrogant guy slammed down his pencil. I was asking him about natural healing. You know, they're talking about vitamins and supplements. He said, I'd never been grilled like this before in my life. And he talked her into getting a laparoscopy, and she almost died from it. And I went on to learn more about it. And the first book I worked on was called Natural Healing. It was a Warner book, Dr. Jack Saltonoff. And this is going back into the 80s now, when nobody was talking about this stuff. And she got totally healed. Going back to all of these drugs that they're selling, turn on the TV. You know, take this drug. Oh, yeah, happy as can be. You're ice skating and skipping rope, you know, happy as. Oh, and these are the side effects. You know, so they're drug dealers. They're drug dealers. And the story, and look at all of the people. Again, we wrote about it in this week's Trends Journal. All of the people in government that have stocks in these companies. Oh, and Pfizer only gave Biden $1 million, that was the limit they could give, to help him celebrate his inauguration. How stupid can people be?
Well, you've obviously done the research, so you know where the money flow is. And it's all about the money. I mean, if you literally go to SEC.gov and you look up their 8Ks and 10Ks on all of these drug companies, you can see what they're telling their stockholders. Now, that's truth, because that's published and it's required by law, and the government has this information here, because if they lie about this, the SEC will come down on them, and they know that.
Yeah, so again, it's a rigged game. Look what's going on in the Federal Reserve. You got that scum Kaplan over there in Texas, the former Dallas Fed head. You know, he was doing futures contracts, you know, the millions of dollars. And over $1 million, multiple, that's all they say, multiple over $1 million. Just before the Fed would announce what they're going to do. Same thing with this guy Rosengren up in here in Massachusetts over here. And they both dropped out of the Fed. not feeling well.
Amazing. Break. Amazing how that works. I call it insider trading.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, look, of course, the other thing they too can get away with it.
131 federal judges, 131, were active on federal cases that had to do with companies that they or their relatives own stock in. They're not supposed to do this.
Big conflict.
131 of the 600.
Unbelievable. And see, the thing is, your motto is think for yourself, yet we find America having a big psychotic break. And I use the word cognitive dissonance a lot in my diatribe. We're definitely suffering from that, but that still doesn't preclude the fact that you've got this website, trendsresearch.com, and you're on YouTube discussing these upcoming trends. What do you see in your crystal ball for 2022?
Well, one of them is we're going to see as interest rates go up, the economy is going to go down. And but they have to get to around 1.5%. Actually, interest rates are in negative territory because when you look at inflation at 6.8%, like the highest in almost 40 years, and that liar Powell said it was only temporary and transitory along with Yellen for how long? You know, since the beginning of last year, beginning of this year. And so when the economy goes down, we're going to have dragflation. Inflation is going to keep going up. It's not going to be stagnant. The economy is going to go down. And when this market crashes, it's going to be the biggest market crash in world history. It's been artificially propped up with all this cheap money. They keep saying that inflation is going up because of supply chain disruptions. Yes, that's part of it. The bigger part of it is all of the cheap money that's been pushed into the equities markets, into the economy by the government, the Federal Reserve. Unprecedented. And again, negative interest rates you're dealing with. That's why merger and acquisition activity is at an all-time high, because the bigs are borrowing the money for nothing, and they're buying up everybody. Another big one, as you look at this, is you're going to start seeing vax wars, the unvaxxed fighting not to get vaxxed, and it's going to break out. And going back to dragflation and the slowdown, it's also being slowed down because of the vax wars. You're in Austria, now it's going to come up in Germany and Italy, Czech Republic, one country after another, Ireland, no vax, no freedom. What's that doing to business? Hey, how about air travel? It's wonderful, isn't it? Well, according to the Wall Street Journal, bookings between U.S. and Europe for the period starting November 29th, you ready? They were only down 77%.
Only?
I put the only in there. From 2019 levels. Tourism is dying. All the countries, all the cities. J.P. Morgan Chase announced yesterday they're canceling their trade show convention at San Francisco coming up, and they're going to do it virtual. So now you're looking at trade shows, conventions, all of these things, people freaking out, and what's that going to do to hospitality sector, restaurant sector, travel sector? So that's where we're going to go into a dragflation. The economy's going to go down, and the markets are only artificially propped up. And another big trend is the migrant crisis is going to be like nothing we've ever seen before. And you're going to start seeing it as, again, they don't talk about the war going on in Ethiopia, only second largest nation in Africa, at the Horn of Africa. What happened with Afghanistan, on and on, the refugee crisis coming from Latin America because of the lockdowns and the lack of tourism in a lot of the countries. The Caribbeans and on and on and on. And it's going to be global. Global like we've never seen before. Another big one is metaverse. It's real and it's happening, although it's virtual. And it has positives and negatives. The negative is that there'll be less and less human contact, and that's been getting worse as we keep going. The positives are, for healthcare, for education. Why do you have to go to school for? You could have the best teachers in the world. Now you have virtual reality. You feel like you're in a classroom. Well, you got to sit in the classroom to be in the classroom. I mean, it's not like you're talking to the professor all the time. Anybody that went to school knows the deal. And I got to go to a school now in any place where oh, the teacher passed the test and now they could teach me the same crap they have to teach everybody. We're going to go into a whole new education system, and the COVID war really sparked that.
Yeah, for sure. Now, we're just dealing with one aspect of this whole thing. So you're basically saying that people that don't want to go to the university, as I was talking about this earlier on the show, there is a gentleman out there that has written a book that basically tells you how to get through and become your own boss and or get yourself in a situation where you can exist by going to a trade school and taking on a whole new six-figure income without having to go to one of these liberal universities. And you obviously, you're telling me that Cornell shut down and their other universities are shutting down. I mean, pretty much anybody that's been paying attention to any of this, Gerald, they've already figured this out. They already figured that the colleges are going to start emptying out. These teachers will have no one to teach, and it's all because of their woke ideology that all this is happening.
Yeah, you're 100% right. They're dumber than hell. And again, you know, it's the system, and it's a corrupt system. And by the way, you know, the word liberal is being misused. These aren't liberal. A liberal is willing to respect or accept behavior or opinions different from one's own, open to new ideas. Number two, relating to or denoting a political and social philosophy that promotes individual rights, civil liberties, democracy, and free enterprise. These are not liberals. But the word has been now, you know, it's been misused because we're looking for a term to describe them. And they even call them that when they do the, you know, about the schools closing down, they call them Northeast liberal schools. And again, they're not liberal at all. They're libtards, I think would be a better example of the word.
I've heard that term used before. So this is the thing. The schools are closing. The airlines are slowing down. You're seeing dragflation, which is kind of different from stagflation. As the thing is that these markets are being artificially manipulated. Would you agree with that?
Totally artificially manipulated.
Yeah. You know, it's big pharma is the only one that appears not to be the one suffering because of everything that the government is propounding right now. And most of it is based not on science, but based on emotion and the ability to control everybody in America.
Again, when people ask me, why didn't I get the vaccination? I said, this is the first, you know, mRNA injection into the human body, and it was Operation Warp Speed, and I'm not for it. You know, I believe in natural healing. Again, here's the facts. Over 75% of the people that died in America, this is a fact. Matter of fact, it was a front page story of the New York Times on Monday, are over 65 years of age. In places like Germany, Italy, it's over 80 years of age. According to the Centers for Disease Control, 78% of the people that have been hospitalized in America are either obese or overweight. So the numbers are there. And they don't talk anything about natural healing. How do you build your immune system? Do you take zinc? Do you take, you know, more vitamin D? You know, what do you do? No, we're not going to talk about any of that. The only thing you can do is get vaccinated. So when you look at the numbers, and who's, again, 42% of Americans are obese, 70% are overweight.
Now, what does that tell you? It tells you that we eat a lot of junk food in this country, and we basically just need to go on a diet. That'd help if you start eating healthier, I would think. But again, you know, they're basing these statistics, and of course you got this information you're getting is coming from the New York Times, which is a liberal rag in of itself. And they very seldom ever walk back on anything they publish.
But again, it's putting the number out there, ages 65 and over. And again, look at the health of Americans. It's terrible. The facts are there. And again, they're not liberal. They're not liberal at all. They're and again, it's not only the New York Times. It's all of these, the mainstream media sells their agenda. You know, we only put the facts down. If you don't, you know, and the motto of the magazine is think for yourself. You know, this is the way we see it. This is the way we see it unraveling. And, you know, this is what you should consider doing about it. If you don't want to do it, fine.
Right. Well, you now are the founder of Occupy Peace and Freedom, which is a not-for-profit movement to honor the Constitution and Bill of Rights and restore freedoms. Could you elaborate just a little bit with the couple of minutes that we've got left as to how this came about and how it's doing now?
Well, it came about because I was looking to leave the country, and I realized there was nowhere to run because there are two-bit freaks everywhere, and I wouldn't be me if I was born in Altavilla Arpino, Vico Quince in Italy. I'm only me because I'm a Napolitano born in the Bronx, born to be free. And I ended up buying three buildings on the most historic four corners in America, three pre-Revolutionary War stone buildings, the only place with pre-Revolutionary War stone buildings on each corner in Kingston, New York. And Occupy Peace is no foreign entanglements. There was a guy by the name of George Washington. I believe he was president of the United States, and he didn't know how to fight. That was his quote. And Eisenhower went after all the way through about, you know, the military-industrial complex robbing the nation of the genius scientists, sweat of the laborers, and the future of the children, and all these illegal wars. You know, Congress has not voted to go to war since World War II against the Constitution. They gave El Presidente of Los Estados Unidos the right to do it. And the lies that they got us into. Iraq, Afghanistan. Great job you did in Afghanistan. No, I like the Korean War better. Well, give me Vietnam. You know, oh, by the way, the clothing and shoes, Vietnam is our biggest country that we buy the stuff from. But we were taught to hate those red Chinese, right? Same with China. Anyway, and I also, so no foreign entanglements, close the bases overseas, use the troops to secure the homeland, put them to work to rebuild our rotted third world infrastructure, like the world, the WPA, Work Progress Administration, back in the 1930s when the people were put to work.
Yeah, you gotta love that. And we are out of time, Gerald. I hate to say it. We're up to the break, and I love it because it sounds so much like my libertarian diatribe. Thank you so much. We're going to have you back on the show. TrendsResearch.com. Gerald Celente has been with us. Stay with us. We'll be back after the break with Tony Lyons from Skyhorse Publishing, the one that just published RFK's book, The Real Anthony Fauci. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams Probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Catherine of the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And we are back on the Power Hour. It's 12:32 p.m. Central Time, Thursday, December 16, 2021. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. By the way, you have until tomorrow ordering priority mail from the Power Mall for anything that you want to get under the Christmas tree by Christmas. So just remember that. Make that little notation on your calendar and go shop the Power Mall. Jay is standing by to take your order if you want to call in if you're not sure about how to process online. And speaking of processing online, a lot of Americans are trying to process what's going on online. But problematically, if you write the wrong thing about the wrong people, you're going to be silenced. They're going to cut you off. It's called modern-day censorship. And there's nobody that can probably speak better to that than Tony Lyons. He is the president and publisher of SkyHorsePublishing.com. And the reason I bring it up is because I got a copy through Amazon.com of The Real Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, Big Pharma, and the Global War on Democracy and Public Health by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who we just had on the show a couple days ago. And it, like I said, if you missed the interview, you can go to thepowerhour.com. We have it archived there for you. And even if Mr. Kennedy is suffering from Parkinson's, he is very well spoken. And the publisher, Tony Lyons, that handled the book with Skyhorse Publishing, wrote an interesting narrative for you going forward. And I encourage you to read the book cover to cover. Tony Lyons, that was just an awesome book. And you're also an attorney like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And I really appreciate you being on the Power Hour with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right, so this is Skyhorse is one of the most fastest growing independent book publishers in the U.S. You launched it in September of 06, and you had Lyons Press prior to that, and you've had 56 New York Times bestsellers, and you've got over 9,500 titles in print. I mean, this is huge, and now you're basically coming out saying we're in what looks like a Fahrenheit 451 phase.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Bobby Kennedy's book, The Real Anthony Fauci, is the best-selling book in America over the last 4 weeks, but it hasn't been reviewed in any newspaper. And simultaneously, there have been five or six, you know, just awful hit pieces against Bobby Kennedy, trying to discredit him in some way and dissuade people from reading this book. But nobody has addressed the actual content of the book. Dr. Fauci hasn't said any of it isn't true. You know, this is a shocking story of corruption at the highest levels of government. Big tech companies, when you try to advertise, they come back with a notation saying that you can't place the ad because it's misinformation. You know, this is a meticulously researched, legitimate book with strong arguments that need to be addressed. And you can disagree with some of them, but it's a big, complicated book, and there's a lot of backup for it, and there were a lot of researchers who helped Bobby verify much of the information. So, you know, this is an incredible document, and it's being censored at every level, and the censorship isn't working. So, you know, with all of this effort going into to attack the author, to make it impossible to advertise for it, to, you know, discredit the book in any way possible, and yet it's still the best-selling book in America.
It is. It's 450 pages long, folks, because I have a copy of it sitting here in front of me, and I read Tony Lyons' review at the front of the book and his commentary, because this is the one thing that Big Pharma, Fauci, and the government do not want you to know. They don't want you to understand details, because if you knew what the details were, you'd be speaking out a lot louder than you would be right now if you didn't read that book. So this is one of the reasons why I'm encouraging you. If there's any kind of a gift you want to give for Christmas, that would definitely be the book. And so the thing is this writing is so prolific, and it's coming out at a time when people really need to know what is really going on with this jab. And now they want to give it to our kids. John Bel Edwards, the governor of Louisiana, Tony, just announced that he wants to make the COVID-19 jabs part of the school immunization programs in that state. What say you to that?
You know, I don't really want to get into those kinds of things, but I generally think that it has to be okay to strongly disagree with decisions like that are being made. I mean, these are not science decisions. These are political decisions that are being made. And I think it's very dangerous, and there has to be an incredible amount of dialogue and debate about these issues. And they can't be, it can't be set up so that you just have to agree with anything that the government says or anything that the government does, or you get deplatformed, censored, you can't be on YouTube, you can't be on Instagram. I mean, that's just, it's really scary. It's scary for our democracy.
It is, and that good take on that. I appreciate your comeback on that. I know you're an attorney, and you craft your responses very carefully, as an attorney would, and I appreciate that, being a paralegal. So the circumstances are such, the circumstances are such that even his own health professionals are disagreeing with that decision. So the thing that I notice is when you start putting out the facts, the other side attacks you because it's contrary to their narrative. Is that basically what you're seeing as a result of this censorship?
Yeah, and what I'm seeing, too, is that they don't attack the counter narrative. They attack the messenger of the narrative. And, you know, I've known Bobby Kennedy for 10 years. I mean, I think the American people should be grateful that there are people like Bobby Kennedy going out there working around the clock for months and months to bring out a book like this, but also to engage in the incredible number of lawsuits that where he's sued, you know, pharmaceutical companies, other big companies for polluting. I mean, he's been advocating for the American public, and all he gets for that is hit pieces where they spend days and days researching to try to find anybody who can say something bad about him, rather than look at what he's actually saying in his book and try to address that.
Yeah, it's amazing. And now, is there, besides RFK's book, which I can't stop saying enough good things about it. Even if you get through the first 50 pages of this book, folks, you will realize why RFK, as he said on the program the other day, spent 13, 14 hour days writing this book. I mean, once he got deep dived into this thing, he's got over 2,200 different footnotes in this book. When you're telling the truth, you're absolutely right, Tony Lyons. They attack you based on the counter narrative, all based on emotion, not the science, not the data. And this is part of their Fahrenheit 451. Are any of other of your books being censored like this one?
I can tell you a funny story there. Last year, we published two books because we often like to publish two books on different sides of the same issue. So we published a book called The Case Against Masks. And then we published a book called The Case for Masks. So Amazon took down The Case Against Masks because in America right now, you're not allowed to disagree with the government or with the CDC. So, you know, that I thought was just such an awful thing that the American public is not allowed to hear the possibility that something might be wrong. So, you know, we don't get – science isn't something that you just believe in. Science is a process, and it's something that requires disagreement and requires lots of dialogue and debate and endless research. So, you know, this whole mantra over the last couple of years that we're supposed to believe in science is flawed in itself. You know, science is messy, and we need to be grateful to the people who are out there researching and rethinking things, because, you know, we don't know all of the the answers. The CDC doesn't know all of the answers. Dr. Fauci doesn't know the answers. You know, so we're heading in a really bad direction now, and it's coming out in other ways too, where now there's censorship of all kinds of different books because we've gone down this rabbit hole of it being okay to censor things just because you disagree with them and if you have the power to do it.
Yeah, that's kind of sad because, I mean, there's books right now in Virginia schools that basically are promoting transgenderism and gender identity, and a lot of kids are getting totally confused. I mean, if you want to take control of a country, just get control of the kids that are going to be taken over when the parents pass away. And then you see what kind of trash that they can put in their minds and skew their opinions. And it's not all based on facts. It's all political narratives. Would you agree with that?
I would say, you know, people have to go to school and hear both sides of issues. And they have to learn to think things through by themselves. School can't be a place where you go just to be inculcated with information that somebody wants you to have. It's where you go to learn how to think.
And here I thought that schools were where you learned reading, writing, and arithmetic, as it was way back when we went to school. And it doesn't seem like we're pursuing that anymore. And we had our former guest, Gerald Celente, was talking about that very thing, about people going to these liberal schools and they get a certificate and now they got the right to teach your kids whatever they want. You know, this is
right.
Where we run into a brick wall. And part of the problem that you face as a publisher is you take a big risk putting out the types of books you put out, because you're trying, not only in taking a firm stance against censorship, you want to bring out all of the different cultures and philosophical viewpoints, and even the liberal left and the government, they can't tolerate stuff like that. I mean, if it works against their narrative, it's no good. And you apparently, I mean, that blows me away. So much for equal protection of the law as far as the mask and pro-mask and anti-mask books. You know, what other future things do you see happening if we don't get a grip on this situation?
Well, it is very scary because, you know, schools, books, radio shows, I mean, these are the building blocks of independent thought and of freedom. And that's what is supposed to differentiate us from some countries that we talk about in very negative ways. We have to maintain our, you know, our historical dedication to the First Amendment and to our freedom. And, you know, you can't have that in a situation where if you disagree with a press release from the CDC, you can be deplatformed and not be able to talk in a public forum at all. I mean, that's just awful.
It is. And not only that, but, I mean, doctors who are saying things contrary to what the CDC says are having their licenses suspended. We just had one from Oregon on this morning, Dr. Paul Thomas, that actually set up a not only a GoFundMe and a PayPal account, he also set up a GiveSendGo account to try to raise money to sue the Oregon Medical Board, because this stuff is just getting crazy. It's getting out of hand.
It definitely is. I mean, you know, we published a book in August called The War on Informed Consent, The Persecution of Dr. Paul Thomas by the Oregon Medical Board.
So, amazing. You know, funny, you are plugged in.
So, you know, it is getting to a crazy time where, and people have to realize that if they don't protect the rights of people who they disagree with, then their own rights are going to be in jeopardy at some point. And that's the key thing. Yeah. It's really easy to take away somebody else's rights when you disagree with them and you have the power to do that. But it is going to come home to roost at some point when somebody else has more power than you have.
How true that is. Very prolific statement. We're with Tony Lyons here on the Power Hour. If you're just joining us at 45 minutes after the hour, 844-769-2944. This is somebody I'd be getting on the phone making phone calls into our show and asking questions of, because this gentleman, not only is he an attorney, but he is on the front lines of this Fahrenheit 451 issue that is plaguing America right now, because anything they could do to shut down your freedom of speech with narratives that they disagree with is, as Mr. Lyons just expressed, very dangerous to our constitutional rights and liberties here in America. Now, most of your books are distributed by Simon & Schuster. Has that been generally the case throughout your career?
No, it's only been the last couple of years. We've switched from one distributor to the other as we got bigger.
Okay, now the fact is Simon & Schuster, you're not getting any blowback from them on all of this because, I mean, they're making a little pretty penny off of this stuff too, right? Is that how it works?
Yeah, so Simon & Schuster has been great about it. They don't discuss the content of the books that they distribute, at least not with me. And, you know, they're just making it easy for us to distribute books to customers.
Oh, wow, that's great. All right, so the big push right now is the RFK Jr. book on the real Anthony Fauci. And when you were writing your narrative at the front of the book, you were basically expressing the same things that you're pretty much talking about here on the show.
Yeah, you know, so it's, I mean, things have kind of changed in the sense that, you know, that here we have the best-selling book in America, an incredible array of different forms of censorship, and then the fact that notwithstanding that censorship, people are hearing about the book and it's selling faster than any other book that I've ever been involved with. And it really leads to the conclusion that Americans hate censorship, that you know, the general public doesn't approve of it, they see through it, and it makes them want to read the book more than if there wasn't any censorship.
That's true. And I mean, when you tell a kid no, what does he do? Exactly the opposite of what you told him not to. And so the thing is, with these parents coming to these school districts, like in Loudoun County, Virginia, you've seen all of that, I'm sure, and been keeping a pulse on that. The political narrative there is, hey, they're seeing something they disagree with, and they want that book banned from the library. Yet no sooner do they elect a new governor, all of a sudden that book is now back on the library, and even the librarian herself is commenting, oh, isn't that a wonderful thing? The book is back on the shelf again. And this is exactly what you're alluding to, as far as if you don't know what the other side's narratives are, then you can't challenge those narratives and say, okay, what data, what facts? I mean, literally, you're talking about transgenderism and the number of suicides of people that have actually gone through and had sexual reassignment surgery is just astounding. These people get depressed. There's more depression and suicide in that community. And actually, what was there, 44 murders this year of transgender people? So, I mean, when you're looking at stuff like this and you're trying to encourage our kids, which are very impressionable because it was written for kids between the ages of 4 and 8, according to Amazon.com, you're really putting what could be construed a dangerous narrative out there. But the thing is that how much of that is actually supported by fact?
Yeah, so the whole concept of what a fact is and what misinformation is has just become about power. You know, so the fact that they could call the real Anthony Fauci misinformation in many different venues and you know, bookstores could refuse to carry it because they believe or say that it's misinformation. You know, like I said, this is a book that's got a blurb from a Nobel Prize-winning scientist. It's got 2,194 citations. It was vetted by doctors and scientists and lawyers, and many of them are listed at the beginning of the book. You know, this is a very serious, meticulously researched book, and it can just be, you know, disregarded based on the use of this meaningless term, misinformation. And misinformation is devolving into this term that just means something that we disagree with.
And that's dangerous, especially here in America. We've got our phones lighting up here. Patrice in Ohio, you are on the Power Hour with Tony Lyons. What say you?
Well, I wanted to update everyone. You're familiar with attorney Pomerantz in Ohio?
Pomerantz?
Tom Rentz.
No. Oh, Tom Rentz. Tom Rentz. Sorry about that. I misheard you there. Tom Rentz. Yes, I'm very familiar with him. As a matter of fact, he was actually at the Clay Clark's Reawakening America tour last week in Dallas. He was actually there speaking.
Right. Right. Well, you know that he has created a letter for all of us to send to all our elected officials to try and fight the opposition, all your local school board people, your local, all your representatives, all your state representatives, even to the president. You can download it on his website, rens-law.com, to help fight all this ridiculousness that's going on. Crimes against humanity. That's what we're talking about.
Well, I would concur with that. Tony, do you concur with what Patrice just said?
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's a lot of stuff going on now that is really terrible and that we have to be able to talk about, and that, you know, people writing to their congressmen is great. I mean, we've had people sending copies of this book to their congresspeople. You know, something has to wake up the country to the idea that there are a lot of lies being told, and that, you know, much of what's happening here is not happening in the name of science. It's happening in the name of money and corruption, and that's really dangerous. So, you know, regardless of what the truth is, and like I said, we don't know what the truth is. That's a complicated process where people do research over long periods of time. Then we get closer to the truth, but that changes as we go. You know, each year there are new scientific breakthroughs. So we don't know what the truth is. And we need books like Bobby Kennedy's book that get into the details of things that have happened over the last 50 years to really begin to recognize how the whole process works, so that we can have our own ideas and our own thoughts, not just things that we hear that we, you know, rehash.
What do you think, Patrice?
Yeah, I agree. The problem is all our memes that the media's in on it because they're paid by Big Pharma, and all of Congress is in on it, Republican and Democrat, two wings on the same bird. I've talked to you before about that. They're all in on it. It's as clear as day, because no one's allowed to talk about the truth or even debate the truth to get to the truth. No one's allowed to talk about anything other than the freaking narrative.
This is so clearly not about left or right. You know, this is about fundamental things that are really wrong that are happening to all of us, of all Americans. And, you know, that's really scary. It's really dangerous. And we need to fight that.
We certainly do. Patrice, thank you so much for your call. And, Tony, this is just, you know, the thing. This is, what Patrice was saying is basically that's a lot of the way that most of our listeners here on the Power Hour think. I mean, I think a lot of these people that are out here do not have these, you know, psychotic breaks and cognitive dissonance like so many people who lined up to get the jab as soon as it came out. They didn't bother to look at the science. And I think people really need, if they really want to look at things, I mean, you can go to ESSE. If you don't believe me, I mean, we have done extensive research for the last year and a half. My partner, who's a retired attorney and former law clerk for U.S. District Court Judge for 9 years, he has spent an exorbitant amount of time looking at all of the patents that Dr. David Martin brought up. And literally, when you look at what Tony has just discussed here on the program, folks, we're talking about not just the narrative. We're talking about what the narrative is being driven by. And even Gerald Celente said it in our last half hour. They're all a bunch of drug dealers, and all they want is money. And that's what this is about, is following the money. If you go to SEC.gov and you look up their 8K and their 10K on any of these companies, Pfizer, Moderna, J&J, which is now being challenged by the CDC for harmful effects. I mean, gee, they're a little late in the game now, don't you think, Tony?
Yeah, so, I mean, my position there is that I don't know all the facts myself, but it has to be okay to discuss it. And the people who are accused of doing these things, like Dr. Fauci, have to actually be accountable, and they have to respond. And the way it's set up now is that they can just encourage people who work with them or for them to censor any kind of disagreement. So, you know, Dr. Fauci said, you know, I am science, you know, like he believes that anything that he says is science itself. And then people say, well, they should believe in science, that we should all believe in science. And all of that is really scary, because we have to, as free people in a free democratic society, have the ability to do our own research, to think things through by ourselves and come to our own conclusions. And if we can't do that, you know, even if it's true, you know, even if all the things that have been said were true, which I believe they're not, but even if they were true, I wouldn't want to live in that kind of society. I would want to be able to debate things, to negotiate things, and I would want to be able to read a book that, you know, that is incredibly well researched, that that has incredible blurbs, and not just be told by the government or by some big tech company that it's all misinformation. Discard it all.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, I appreciate your time here on the program, Tony Lyons. Skyhorsepublishing.com, the website. We are out of time for today. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. It certainly has been enlightening. You can listen to the archives and send your friends there to listen to it as well. We will be back again tomorrow. In the meantime, God bless you and God bless the United States of America.
All heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.